Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And Eric Felton, who has been on the show before, he's with Real Clear Investigations, did a piece about how this issue is going to affect you and why privacy rights might be at stake as well. I think this is fascinating moving forward because I don't know what the elected officials are going to end up doing. They're trying to throw some darts and see what people might be comfortable with, I think. Eric, how are you? Welcome back.
Fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Fine. So this is fascinating because we all fill up our gas tanks and we're charged so much per gallon. We have a lower gas rate here in Missouri, although it did go up a little bit in the last legislative session, but we're still proud of our low gas tax. But Eric, as you know, this is a crisis moving forward it already is probably because I have an SUV right now that gets, if I'm driving properly, 26 to 28 miles per gallon. That's pretty good for a midsize SUV. So the fuel efficiency has gotten better. You add that, the EV component, where's all the tax money going to come from? That's the question, right?
Yeah, and it's one of these things where people haven't been sort of talking out loud about it, but on Capitol Hill, they've been talking about it for some time,
yeah,
realizing that, if you're not getting gas taxes, the electric cars that are using the roads, what's going to pay to fix the roads?
Well, so now you outlined several models for this. You could do it with GPS-based mileage, right? You could do something where there's some sort of communication when you refuel or when you recharge your cars. What are the other options there?
Well, if you think of all of the data, the digital data that we throw off all the time, there's your phone in your pocket, and it acts as a sort of GPS device for you. Your car, let's say you've taken one of those deals from the insurance company that very kindly wants to say, if you're a good driver, we'll give you a discount. Well, good driver means that you are giving the insurance company access to data from your car that will compare where you were and how fast you were driving against what the speed limit on that street was. And so it's gathering all of this information about where you were and where you go. And your car produces that information as well on its own. Let's say you have a car with OnStar. Well, that might make you feel safer, but that OnStar device is actually gathering attention information. If you've got Easy Pass or another kind of electronic toll-paying device, they're keeping data, and they can give that data to the police department.
I have something in my – I have Journeys on my app with my car, and I think a lot of apps are like this. So I can open it up, and, this is good if you're trying to take your tax deductions for your mileage because it's giving you all of your trips, but it also tracks everything that you're doing, right? So it's
– yeah.
The insurance thing, Eric, I remember State Farm pitched this to me and they sent me a couple of these things and I never really even installed them in my cars. First of all, I don't know that I follow the speed limit, so that was one problem. But I also thought it was just a little creepy. And that's sort of what we're going to be posed with in the future when it comes to some of these things.
Yeah, location data, as it's called, is where you've been and where you go. It tells a tremendous amount about you. If you go to a protest that turns out to be controversial, do you really want the government to be able to look up whether your car went from your house to, Washington, D.C. on a given day when there was a protest? And that could be something that you care about, whether you're a conservative or a liberal. Sort of trying to protect your privacy is definitely a bipartisan issue. And, there's a lot of people promising that the data will be protected. But people who are serious about privacy say the only way that you can make sure that data won't be compromised is that you don't collect the data in the first place.
Right. So you have a quote in the piece from Sam Graves. He's a congressman from the or a state rep from the other side of the state, the ranking member of the House Committee on Transportation. And he said, you know, he's been talking about this for a while, to eliminate the gas and diesel taxes and to move toward a realistic solution. Is there anything after doing the reporting on this, Eric, that is the best realistic solution in your mind or in other people's minds?
You know, I think that there's going to, you know, have to be some different thing other than the gas tax once things move to electric vehicles. But I think that what has to happen, if it's not going to become a sort of a privacy fiasco, is some kind of solution that doesn't record where you were or where you went, maybe some device on the car that counts total miles. It's a sort of odometer, right, extra odometer.
But it doesn't say where you're going.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. There would have to be something, because otherwise you're not going to end up being able to effectively collect any. I mean, I'd be fine with that if they're not going to take any of our money and confiscate it. But obviously you have to have roads and bridges. So this would be one area, which is another reason I'm a fan, or always have been a fan, of a user tax and tolls. A lot of people don't like that, but essentially that's what we're going to get to.
Yeah, and I think the people who are talking about there being, you know, privacy being of importance, I think the way you judge whether they're really serious about that is, do they look for every opportunity to find a solution that doesn't gather data? Because gathering data is so easy to do now. It's the easiest thing in the world. And the hard thing is figuring out how to come up with solutions that don't gather data.
And I feel like this is one of those topics, you might feel this way too, because I'm sure you've been reporting and talking about this for several years. I can't remember when the first time I discussed this issue of, hey, guess what? We're going to have to talk about different options for roads and bridges because of what's happening with fuel efficiency and EVs. But we're getting pretty close to having to make a decision, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, as electric cars are becoming a reality, the systems that they use are, you know, decisions are being made about those kinds of systems. Systems like, you know, what's a charging station going to look like, and does it work for every possible car? You know, there are going to be a lot of what I would call VHS Betamax decisions that are going to get made. You know, what's going to be the standard? And you want to be sure that the standards that have anything to do with privacy are the ones that protect privacy as much as possible, because once it's been built in there that the privacy setting is optional or other ways compromised, you can be pretty sure that privacy will go out the window then.
Yeah, well, and I think there's legitimate concerns that's already happening. But we all love our technology, and I think we don't realize how much our technology is tracking us already.
Our technology loves us, obviously.
All right, Eric, listen, I think this is fascinating. We'll see where it takes us. But obviously, discussions are underway, because they got to have your tax confiscation is what I'll refer to it. Eric Felton from Real Clear Investigations, I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.